think we should always, you know, try and strive to improve and get better. I think there's a department of the team that need to keep working, and you know, we take them through the analysis room and go through their clips and show them what they could have done better. Could have made a better run here, could have done this better. Did you think about going over there when the ball broke in this situation? You know, so just always trying to improve with young players. And you know, if you ever think that you're doing well, is the time you generally get kicked up the backside. So let's face this next hurdle. It's a tough one, I would have to say. You know, they're unbeaten this season, Scunthorpe. It's never easy to go there. They're very physical, strong, but have goal threats all over the pitch. Morris, of course, that started this club, has scored a lot of goals last year. Paddy Madden has historically scored goals every season. You know, and they've got, you know, very strong defensively. So, you know, it's a tough ask for us, a big game, but we'll be ready, refocused, and go and try and find a similar level of performance that we showed at Rochdale.
Can I ask you about Craig Conway's return to the senior team here? We spoke about him after the game Saturday, and you said he's probably run 12 kilometres up and down and gets up and down. The fans of this club have loved their wide players over the years. I mean, you'll know one who made such an impact, Stuart Ripley, who did the work rate very much that Craig does. Is Craig a dying breed in football?
God, I hope not. I think he epitomises what is required in successful football teams. I think every successful football team has wide players that almost do two men's job, really. They create and get in the box and put crosses in, and yet they back defending with their full back stopping crosses at the other end. They've got to have aerobic capacity, they've got to have a tenacious attitude, they've got to have some ability to create and pick the right pass and put the ball in the right areas. And as I say, I think Craig epitomises those qualities of a wide player, whether the game we're on the front foot trying to score or whether we're on the back foot in shape with discipline helping his full back out. He does both equally well.
You mentioned the mentality here. I had a look through the record books, and it's probably of no interest to you, but the last time Blackburn Rovers won four league matches in a row is nearly 10 years ago. Does that show, really, in terms of what you've been up against mentality-wise, the club hasn't been used to winning consistently for a long time?
The stats, I think stats can be useful sometimes. It can also be very negative, I think. I think just the pertinence of how the team is going to fare this season. You know, we talk about the mentality required, really. I talked straight after the game at the weekend about, you know, let's enjoy the moment, but back to work. We trained on Sunday. You have to be ready for the next game. It's because if you're a club who are putting the expectation on yourself, as we've said right from pre-season, every game is important, every massive. I just find this is a huge challenge for us, this game coming after Saturday, and the positive manner of the performance and result at the weekend with such a large following. What we don't really need is a poor performance, an insipid performance and a defeat on a Tuesday night. It's we need another performance where it makes people stand up and think, no, I'd like to think we can go there and grind out the 1-0 and score a scruffy goal and put the points in the bag and come back and hopefully find a really positive, good performance at the weekend at home again and just keep rolling on. But I do see this as a potential big obstacle in our way, this game. I think it's a big game for them. It's still unbeaten. Blackburn Rovers come into town. It's a test for them and one that we have to rise to the challenge and be ready face head on.
Do you see this as a start of a run, Tony? You've been part of teams that have challenged at the right end as a player and a manager. When you win three, do you look at it and go, we need 4, 5, 6, 7. That is the benchmark of teams that are really going to challenge.
I genuinely think long unbeaten runs are what give you the confidence to do it. Really, you are going to drop some points along the way. You know, over the piece, 13, 14, 15, 16 unbeaten is things that give you the confidence to know that you can be right at the top end of the table. You know, you've got to be careful. You don't have 8 or 9 draws in them sort of runs, of course, but invariably when you can put long unbeaten runs together, it gives the team the belief that they just go to the next game. The next game comes and it's the next challenge, and we do what we do and we generally win or we don't lose. You know, it's But listen, you know, it's every step, you know, every journey has a first step, and we're just taking the first steps, really. Let's see where it takes us. Somebody told me that, and I don't know whether the stat was right, but somebody told me that Sheffield United only had 1 point after five games last year and ended up with over 100. So, you know, somewhere along the line, they went on massive unbeaten runs. Are we capable of doing that? Well, if they believe in each other, if the team, you know, stick together, we steer clear of injuries, you know, then I think we, you know, the work ethic of the team over the last three or four games has shown that we're going to have a chance. But every team will see us as a real scalp, and so we need to make sure we match what they bring to the table every game, and go into the game believing that we are a good side and get a result.